Welcome to the Connections Podcast, a podcast devoted to how Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo connect with our beloved community. I'm your host, Jack Brennan, Connections at UUSM. Today's podcast is about upcoming All Together Now auction. All together now. My guests are Hildur Carlin and Karen Zentner. We hope to do at least one more auction podcast over the next few weeks before the bidding actually starts. But this week, we're going to talk about how the auction works and what people need to do right now to participate. Welcome, Karen and Hildur.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
I'm so glad to be doing this podcast with the two of you. We tend to think that everybody knows how the auction works. And if we say, you know, fill out this form
and tell us what you're donating,
everybody knows what that means. But we have a lot of new people in our congregation since our last auction. And we have other people who just haven't participated in the auction before. This is especially for them, but also to get everybody else thinking about what they're going to be donating. Karen, can you tell our listeners what the auction is and how you got involved in it?
Yeah, absolutely, Jack. I remember when I was first coming to UUSM, I would hear about events that were going on, and I felt really out of the loop because I didn't understand, like, oh, how are those people going to a progressive dinner? Or what about that hike that was scheduled? And I didn't ever understand where that came from. And now I do. And a big part of that is the auction. The annual auction is a way for UUSM to generate money. It's a significant amount of money that helps our church with projects that they're working on. And also, as important, it's a wonderful way for people to share their talents, share their interests, and get together. I remember when I first joined, Reverend Ben made mention of the fact that what brings a community together is the mortar between the bricks. And these moments of us getting together and spending time in a relaxed way, getting to know each other on a deeper level, are really important for community building. That is how I understood the auction to be. And during COVID, it was Becky and Tricia who came up with a brilliant way of using technology to get us together and be able to show things that we made or things that we planned in parties through an online method. We now use a system called Octria. So all of the bidding happens online, which is great because it's much more secure and it's streamlined, and it allows people to browse through what's being offered in a wonderful way. Now that's the way we do it. The auction takes place in April, and for 2 weeks, people bid on items. There's an end point, and that date is April the 12th at 10 p.m. We'll have an event at that time to commemorate the ending of the auction.
Hildur, can you go further back than that with your auction memories? Because I know you were involved even before Karen became a member.
Sure. We definitely went to some auctions long ago, and it looked very different. It was the same kind of spirit and idea, but we had a live auctioneer who at that time, and I believe pretty much the whole time, was Frank Sebody, who shared some of that history with me. He had done some auctioneering for the school district. And so he did it at USM, and he's not a professional, but he did it in that style, the fast talking stuff. The whole thing was live. There was a booklet printed out on paper, lots of paper, with all the items in it and descriptions. It was a social event. It was kind of a party, except a lot of the party you spent, you know, sitting in the auction. But it was a party. It was fun. So when Karen and I took it over, it was like, well, this online thing is great. And we had both been through online auctions. We knew that that was a really great tool to make it more accessible for everyone. But now that we could be back in person and the theme of the auction all together now, we were missing that part of bringing people together. So it was like, well, how do we have a party? And we got really overwhelmed. It was like live auction, online auction, silent auction. We were like, let's just have a celebratory party. Have it on the last day. The auction closes after the party. anyone and everyone can come to the party. We had a raffle at the party. It was an auction item inspired element and great food, drink. It was super fun in the late afternoon on a Saturday. We're planning to pretty closely replicate that this year.
Yeah, wonderful. That's great. Hildur, the first thing that we're all trying to decide is what we're going to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give examples of what people typically offer? I know there are so many examples, but...
Yeah, it's really a nearly anything goes, honestly. We're pretty open to anything. As Karen was mentioning, the social aspect, the non-tangibles, I think, bring people together more. Like dinners, we've had dinner parties with 6-8 couples. Casual parties and guest gatherings, like it doesn't have to be anything over the top. I have hosted things where you get a few people together, buy a little wine, some cheese and some snacks, and people love it. It's just like a on the calendar excuse to get together. Some people have gone a little further and done themed parties, either around food or maybe a game you enjoy, or I think there are mystery formats, different themes that you might be into. A holiday, we've had some holiday themed parties. Hikes have gotten more popular, I think, since the pandemic. I think last year we had 4 or 5 different hikes throughout the year of varying difficulties. One was very not challenging and included dogs. So it was more like an extended dog walk, which was super. I've done that a couple times. It's a great way to get together locally. Anything special interest? If you're into museum going, me and my mom took a couple other ladies to a museum show and lunch. It was lovely. And it was just 4 people. You don't have to get a crowd together if that's not your thing. If you have a special interest yourself, either a handicraft you want to auction off, we've had some beautiful sweaters, crocheted and knit items, we had some quilts, sewing, and then cooking, baked goods. I think people have done soups. If you don't want to have people over, you can auction off food you take somewhere. Karen does a kind of body work that she's auctioned off. We've had medical related stuff for people that's their work. Really, almost anything goes. And it can be anything from a large party to just a one-on-one. Karen and I went to a cooking class that was just the two of us and the host of the cooking class. And it was really fun. And I found even just exchanging a knit item, going and dropping it off, you get to know somebody on a different level. Amanda's again auctioning off her zines, which are these really cool kind of collagey handmade things she does. And I just met with her about mine. And I would say she agreed. Like we talked about a whole bunch of stuff that was like, I really got to know her a little bit more. If you don't want to be so social, you can just auction off something that's not social. I'm overemphasizing that maybe for those that don't want that aspect. But I think it's an awesome way to get together and to do things and share things about ourselves outside of Sunday services.
Yeah, it's definitely that. It really does connect you to other people.
And it amazes me how the depth of people and how you get to know them in terms of their culture or these hidden talents that people have. It's really remarkable what our congregation, the amount of talented, inspiring human beings we have.
Karen, I wanted to ask if you could talk about what you're offering this time.
Sure. I will be offering again zero balancing sessions. And as you probably know, I'm a physical therapist. I've been a PT for 35 years. And my love is doing zero balancing. Zero balancing is done on a table, seated and lying down. And it's all done through clothing, which I love because people don't have to feel like they're too exposed or anything. All done through clothing. And it's at the level of the bone. The touch is very comforting and everything should feel good or hurt in a good way. It's not like a manipulation that would be painful. And it really helps a person come into themselves.
Mm-hmm. And
I really feel after a session like I've been meditating because it gives you that time and space to be with yourself. And I find that because it's at the level of the bone, and the bone is so deep in our bodies, that it lasts longer than connective tissue or soft tissue work. And the bone holds the essence of who we are. It's that deep structure of the body, like a shock absorber that just takes in things. Oftentimes, life stresses can get stuck there. With zero balancing, it gives your body a chance to let that lift off of you, a multitude of benefits for health and wellness, and a spiritual aspect as well.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to have a few of your zero balancing treatments, and they really are just outstanding.
Thank you, Jack.
What about you, Hildur? What are y'all offering this time?
Well, like a lot of people at USN, I'm a bit of a procrastinator, so I'm not entirely sure. But we have, and I'm sure we'll do it again, my husband smokes, I don't like to say in front of Jack, Texas-style briskets.
It is Texas-style, though. It really is.
We're not Texans, but he's done a lot of reading up and trial and error, and we've offered a dinner. I think it was maybe 10 people, so we'll probably do that again. I have to make sure he's on board, but yeah. I'm sure I'll do a hike.
I'm going to ask Charles, too, if he'll do another tutoring session. Yeah, I think that he had some really beautiful connection with some of the kids with science-based tutoring.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Hildur, how can people let you know what they want to offer? Let's say they've listened to you and they've got a great idea now, and then what do they do?
If they're ready to totally commit, there's a form to fill out. We do need a form for all the items. It feeds into a spreadsheet that we really depend on. The forms are online. There's links in the bulletin, the order of service, emails have gone out. There's links all over the place. Pretty much anything the church puts out, there's probably a link. We also have paper forms. We'll enter it into the electronic for you.
And people, when they fill them out, they can just put them back into that same box, like in the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we'll check for that. And just to mention, the sooner you sign up, the easier it is to get the date you want. Because Hildur and I work on a master calendar that includes all of the church events and upcoming holidays and things like that. And then we start putting in dates for the events. If you have a particular date in mind, you want to get in your form sooner than later, because that will give you the best chance of getting the dates you want, because things do fill up.
The event can take place anytime in the next 12 months, because we tend to heavily get events in the spring, quite a few in the fall. Last year, there were just a couple, I think. There was one in January that I signed up for, but they really can go the full year, 12 months. Whatever works for you.
Can I talk a little bit about the behind the scenes?
Sure.
Easier for us if people are able to use the online form, because it also includes a spot to upload a photo. And photos are really important because they really answer a lot of questions people have about things. They can really invite a lot of interest in the event or the item. The online form makes that process streamlined. Behind the scenes, we have Kate, our office administrator, and she does a huge amount of work with us, entering in the items, checking the spelling, checking that all the information is correct, and really getting the format correct in Octria. She needs time to do that. So making sure those forms are in earlier gives her time at her end to get everything ready for when we go live, which is March the 30th. So people can start bidding March the 30th through April the 12th, ending at 10 p.m. on April the 12th.
What's their deadline again for getting the forms back to you?
March 16th.
March 16th.
Yeah, because we need a couple weeks for what Karen's talking about, getting everything online, getting the descriptions up, the photos up. The date's straightened out.
I just wanted to say, Hildur and I have worked together on a lot of projects in the past, which is why I love to do this with her. We have done things since the kids have been in grade school together, and we make a good team. And the thing that really excites me is when we start getting auction items in, because then that energy just moves and we see what we're working with. And that's really an exciting part of the process for us, is when we see the actual items people are donating.
If you are listening to this podcast and you're thinking, maybe I could do a dinner, but maybe I'd rather do... Get in touch with Karen and Hilder, and because they can talk to you about it and they can help you come up with ideas, and they're just great at that. If you have questions or you're worried about what you want to do, or if you have the room, or what's it like to have strangers over, or whatever it is, talk to them. They're available and accessible and will really know what they're talking about.
So. And we can make your ideas happen. Maybe you have the physical space, but you don't have the time to create an event. We can help put people together as well. If you have an idea but need the space, or vice versa, or if you just need help walking through the steps, and especially the steps with turning in the forms. We want this to be an easy, stress-free, joyful process for people, because that will help our whole event really take off.
All right. On our next auction podcast, we'll talk about bidding and how to bid and when it starts and when it ends and how we handle the end of bidding. And we'll talk a little bit more about the party as well. Thanks, Karen and Hilder. I really appreciate you both taking the time to talk to me for the USM Connections podcast. And many thanks, as always, to our listeners. Keep making connections.